This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والطور وكتاب مسطور.
And these, the world of virtual gaming and the world of thinking of life as a game have become so intermingled, and we're finding in the world senseless things like school shootings, right? And he doesn't even know why he did it. Just, I was mad, somebody bullied me. Really? Bullying's been happening a long time, but nobody did this. This is something strange, inexplicable, but it's actually a product of fi khawdin yal'abun. And the source of it, from what I can understand, Allahu Ta'ala A'lam, the source of it seems to be one thing. The source of it seems to be when human beings don't have a purpose, when they don't have a purpose, they don't have a real reason to get up in the morning. They don't have a real reason to live. So they have to replace that reason with something to entertain themselves. And that khawd, whatever they get into, and they keep playing and entertaining themselves, they don't have any sense of consequence. When you have a real purpose, it comes with responsibility, it comes with consequences. When you don't have a purpose, then you don't actually, you might even eventually start enjoying destruction. This is destructive things are more entertaining. Because now I don't want to babble or ramble. I want to be coherent in what I'm trying to explain to you. So allow me to think through this with you. You see, human beings have a choice between being relevant, and being invisible. I'm gonna write these down. Because they're too busy with what? Their purpose. Think of the prophets. The prophets are doing a mission. Whether somebody listens to them or not, the next day, are they still dedicated to the same mission? And the next day, and the next day, and the next day? They don't care who is impressed and who's not impressed. They don't care if the numbers grew or didn't grow. Because their motivation and their purpose comes from Allah. They're working on something. They know that every effort, every second they spent is meaningful. It meant something. No day was a waste. They didn't look back at any day and say, today I didn't accomplish anything. They didn't have that attitude. Nuh alayhi salam does not have that attitude, even after 950 years. You understand? Why? Because he lives a purposeful life. What does the religion give human beings? It gives them a purpose. So they live, every day is purposeful in some way. I ended up doing some good for myself and some good for someone else. It created purpose. Now, that's what Islam is supposed to do. But just because you're Muslim and I'm Muslim does not mean that we've become automatically purposeful. Do you understand? It doesn't mean that we've become purposeful automatically. So because we've lost our connection with the Quran, we've become less and less and less purposeful. And so what happens when you become less purposeful? Well, when you become less purposeful, the only time you feel like you have value is when someone else sees value in you. Please listen to that carefully. If you're purposeful, then you don't need somebody else to give you value. Your purpose already gives you value. But when you don't have a purpose, then where does your value come from? Somebody else has to make you, give you value. Somebody else has to make you relevant. If you're not relevant to someone, you're gonna feel like, what? Because if you're not relevant, then you're invisible. You're invisible. You have two choices. I have to figure out some way of being relevant. Because if I'm not relevant, then it's like I don't even exist. Nobody will miss me when I'm gone. Nobody will care. So you know what? I need to stay relevant. Let me make a video of this chicken biryani that I'm eating. And I'm gonna post it so that somebody will think that I'm relevant. Let me take another selfie of myself doing the same neck snapper and put it up because I need to stay relevant. And if I don't post enough, then I'll start feeling what? Invisible. And then I posted something and I got 17 comments. And after after a couple of minutes, I'm like, I hope I became relevant to someone else.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on BayyinahTV.com under the Deeper Look section.